News Talk 1620 WTAW, today part two of our visit with Bob Cowell, the Director of Planning and Development for the City of College Station. Last week we talked Northgate, which obviously a lot of people see. But in the southern part of the city limits, there's something new going on. First, Bob, if you would, let me throw some letters at you and you tell me what they mean, because I know that you like to use a jargon like anybody else does. MUD, what does MUD mean?
Sure, it's a municipal utility district.
Okay. And how is that different from what happens to for everybody else out
there?
The
Municipal Utility District, which is a very common tool that's used in Houston, not really used here yet or hasn't been in the past, is really a utility provider that is independent and separate from any city utility provider or any other type of utility provider. Really functions as its own little form of local government, and so it has the ability to levy taxes and rates and those types of things. And it's used a lot in Houston for areas that can't otherwise get utilities, so they establish the utilities, a developer builds those, and then this entity is established so that it can tax the people moving into the area to repay basically the debt it took to establish that utility.
TIF, that's something that we have become familiar with. We've had some TIFs here, basically. How is that?
Yeah, it's a tax increment financing, and you'll also hear us refer to it as a TIRS, which is a tax increment reinvestment zone, which is kind of the more contemporary term, I guess, that the state uses for it. That is an instance where new development generates new tax revenue, and that new tax revenue is captured, if you will, to pay back debt for improvements that were needed to actually create that new development. So again, it's usually used to pay for some type of infrastructure, sewer lines, water lines, streets, that type of thing. Pretty common in the area. City of College Station has used it very, very sparingly. Brian has had to use it on a number of occasions and had great success with it.
And then finally, the one that we just learned about here in the last, the general public has in the last couple of months, and that's the MDD.
Right. The MMD is the Municipal Management District. So kind of like the MUD, but the difference is really its primary purpose is for property owners to gather together, levy assessments, or in some cases taxes on themselves, again, to pay for some infrastructure improvements, but really more to pay for management type things, whether it's marketing. They may want some additional landscaping or signage that goes above and beyond what the city would provide. So it's not necessarily in place of city services. It's in addition to city services.
So they are still paying a city tax. This would be a premium on top of that.
Absolutely. And that would be true with the MUDs, too. You're still going to pay your county taxes or what have you, and you're going to pay a premium on top of it. The management district is the same way. The difference between the tax and the assessment is the assessment has to be the result of a direct benefit. So you fixed the street in front of my property, so I'll pay for that. The other property owners in the area would not, whereas the tax, like all taxes, is applied across all property owners, whether they receive direct benefit or not in that district.
So what we're saying is this shifts the burden to them geographically. Somebody on the other side of town is not having to pay for new fancy lampposts or whatever they might do to make that a signature
absolutely,
area.
Absolutely. And though it's a tool that we're just now trying to use in the city of College Station, interestingly, it's a tool that has been identified consistently for probably the last 15 years when the plan for Northgate and the plan for Wolfpen Creek were each established. One of the tools that were recommended in it was this, just for that reason, so that the improvements you see in Northgate that are the sidewalks or the streetlights, the improvements you see in Wolfpen would have been paid through that same mechanism. For a variety of reasons, that wasn't pursued. In the case of the medical district, that is definitely the course of action that the council's pursuing.
As time goes on, though, the older areas, I'd say right behind Southgate and then later College Hills, those areas are going to need improvements as well. Do you look at making an MMD for them, or is that just regular operation and maintenance?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've focused on these tools right now for really economic development purposes, how to create new job opportunities. There is certainly investments, and there are certainly actions being taken by the city, have been for years, on trying to address those areas that are more sort of blighted or in need of redevelopment, whether it's using federal funds for like community development block grant and so on. And I think there's going to come a time where we will need to look at some of these other tools. Certainly the tools, especially the TIF, TERS kinds of tools, are used throughout the state, throughout the nation to address those kinds of issues. And I have no doubt we'll end up having to look at those as well. I don't think there's any immediate plans for that, but it'd be hard to imagine that as our housing stock gets in that kind of, especially our multifamily housing stock, gets into those ages of 30, 40, 50 years, that there isn't going to be a need to address some of that or suffer the consequences of not seeing those investments made.
So am I hearing you saying cities are using these kind of instruments for not economic development again, but existing housing or existing areas and upgrading?
Yeah, I mean,
them.
Interestingly, especially with TIFs, that was why they were established originally. I mean, originally TIFs were established in Texas as well as throughout the nation, was to come into these areas, in particularly inner cities that were blighted, not seeing any type of investment, use this tool to create some infrastructure improvements or to address facade improvements or those types of things, and actually try to stimulate redevelopment in the area. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see some tools like that explored at some point in the future. I think it'll still focus predominantly on infrastructure needs. That just tends to be what we do as a city. But there are certainly uses of it in other places for the actual multifamily housing and that type of thing.
Well, I guess to drill in one more question on this, where we're looking at the MMD now, you have two of them. These are areas that basically are in the developmental stage. If you used something like a TIF, there could be so many stakeholders in that. Let's say that you did Carter's Grove, for instance. I mean, there are a lot of people who would be stakeholders there. That would seem to be a difficult thing to be able to control.
It is. That really creates a struggle, and you're seeing that in Houston. They established recently a management district in the Montrose neighborhood. Same thing, lots and lots of stakeholders, and it's created some challenges for them to be able to operate and manage it. I think the key to it is to try to find the items that really no one can dispute benefits them. The example that's often used is you might be in an area that has more crime activities, and you could certainly use a management district to fund the hiring of additional officers to be assigned to that area. And I think if you can keep it narrow to where it's something that benefits everyone, you'll have a much better chance than trying to say, well, we're going to assess everybody, but it's really going to benefit this small group of property owners in the area. And again, other places are wrestling with it. I think at some point we will be too.
Now, would that include improving resurfacing streets, or do you feel like that still needs to be part of the general budget?
Well, you can't use those tools, the management districts. You cannot use those tools to replace what is already the city's responsibility. So if the city is already responsible for maintaining streets, you would not be able to use that. If you wanted to come in, though, however, and say what's lacking in a neighborhood is we have no sidewalks in this neighborhood, or we have, yes, we're resurfacing the streets, but they have no drainage system, then you could use the management district for those types of things. And similar, again, to what we're doing currently with our block grant funding, we're not trying to replace what the city's already doing. We're trying to add to what the city's doing.
There had been, I'm going to speak in generalities because my knowledge in this is not deep, but as I recall, there was a plan for the city of College Station to build some homes that were more affordable in some areas, and the neighborhoods pretty well got upset about that situation.
Right.
My understanding is you're out of that now. Any thought that you return to that?
Yeah, we had built, there was a time where council had instructed us to proceed, and I say us being the city staff and the community development side of things, had instructed us to build a number of affordable housing units, and we built, I believe, five of them at the time, and then there was this outcry. The council at that time said, let's stop doing that and just liquidate those. We've actually sold four of those five, and we're in the process of selling the fifth one currently. We still partner with other housing providers like Habitat for Humanities, as well as individual folks in helping them get into new housing. But we are no longer in the business of building new housing directly in the city, and I don't see that changing anytime in the near future. I think we will continue to partner with those that are building the housing, but not doing it on our own.
Okay, not like a bonding effort that would bring affordable housing to a certain area.
I would not expect that. I would expect us just to continue to use our federal dollars in the way that we do to support places like Habitat and stuff in fulfilling their mission.
So we've gone through the ones that we're familiar with. Are there any other types of funding mechanisms that are out there that we haven't touched on that College Station might look at?
Well, we talked a little bit about the MUD, and again, we haven't used one of those yet. I think that, again, it's a very common model in Houston, especially outside the city limits. We haven't had to use that much here because we've been able to annex and take in property. But I certainly could see that tool potentially becoming more common, nowhere near as common as in Houston. But if I look at south of the city, for example, down towards, say, the Speedway area or that type of thing, there are infrastructure needs that are pretty significant that are currently outside our city limits. So things like the Municipal Management District wouldn't be a tool we could easily use in that area. And you might see something like a MUD used to get sewer to that area, to get streets to that area, with the expectation that over time it would then get annexed into the city. And then what we would do is we would be creating the tool for them to be able to get the infrastructure built, get the development underway, and then we would ultimately be able to annex them in without the burden of having to have provided that infrastructure up front. So I could see that type of tool coming into play. You know, beyond that, I think we're looking at the kinds of tools that we talked about.
And let's touch on Welburn for a minute, because a couple of weeks ago, the first contract was let to do some road improvements, mm-hmm. and obviously there are going to need to be infrastructure improvements within now this the city of College Station. So do you see that there might be some sort of an instrument for Welburn?
Yeah, we had recently, as you mentioned, at the annexation, we were required to extend sewer service to the area, and that project's in design right now. And we were required to take some of the gravel roads and bring them up to at least kind of a chip seal asphalt type surface, and we're in the process of doing that. We also just wrapped up a year-long neighborhood planning process with the residents in the area, and there are certainly projects that have come out of that process. Council hopefully will be approving that plan in the next month or so. I don't know if what type of tool will be used to implement that. There are certainly tools like the ones we just discussed that could be. The improvements have been kept small enough that I believe most of those could be handled through the general fund. The area is at least partially eligible for our federal funding as well, and so we may target some of it in that area. But, you know, depending on where they want to go, you could look at something like a management district. Probably too small of an area to do that, but definitely some interesting ideas are coming out of that process.
Bob Cowell is the Director of Planning and Development for the City of College Station. This is part two of a three-part interview with him, and he'll join us again next week. Thanks for the time, Bob.
Thank you.